90.5 WKAR in Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. The next installment of the Harry Potter story, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, is being released this weekend. As with the release of many other books, some stores have midnight release parties, including Schuler Books in Okemos. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat down with the person who's been prepping this weekend's festivities. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there. Yeah, her name is Emily Gaylor, and she's been tremendously busy, certainly, prepping for this event, which begins Saturday night at 9. You know, she even proudly showed me one of those banners that she's been working on that celebrates Hufflepuff pride. I'll give it to her, I guess. I'm not in that house, but that's fine, too.
Nice.
Another great thing about this Schuler Books Harry Potter release party is that a full 30% of the sales is going to the education of certain students, and I am not talking about those at Hogwarts.
Cymbeli Community Assistance is actually the charity that we're donating to, and Cymbeli Academy is their project, and it's a school to educate girls in the rural Iten area of Kenya. And it is a organization that's very near and dear to our hearts because it is the brainchild of one of our booksellers, who's been a bookseller since before I worked there. She's also a professor, and it's just something she does on the side. And then on top of that, she also does this amazing work working on building the school to educate girls, a lot of girls in the rural areas of Kenya, for one reason or another. Whether it's obligations to home or community or different things, don't necessarily have that encouragement to go to school. So that's basically what this is about. They also do once a year take a trip and do different educational programs, put on workshops and stuff for kids in the Iten area as well. So she's actually just got back from that earlier this week.
Now, I know the donations that are going to the Academy. This is not the first event that Schuler Books has had that's part of the partnership that's been bringing money to raise them. But I believe, from what I've found online, usually it's about 20%. You're increasing that for the Harry Potter release party.
Well, I think the owners made this decision that both of the parties in the Grand Rapids area and in the Lansing area, they really wanted to really support something that was important while doing this like really fun thing. If you're going to get all these people out together for a common cause, it just makes sense to be able to pass along a little bit of it if you can. So that's what we're trying to do. Our focus is, you know, Harry Potter, the books, if you've read the series, which if you haven't, don't tell me. but the message of Harry Potter is, I think, at its heart about community. And so bookstores at their heart are about community, and I think that that's why having this event be about helping a community is, you know, important. So Andrea, who is one of the founders of Cymbeli, is a dear, dear part of our community, and she is working really hard to, you know, better another community, and we want to help her do that, and, you know, so it's important to us.
We're speaking with Emily Gaylor of Schuler Books about the upcoming Harry Potter release party that's coming at Schuler Books in the Meridian Mall in Okemos. Going to be from 9 until midnight for those that are brave enough to to weather the crowds. And a certain percentage of every part of the ticket that's sold goes to the Cymbeli Academy Fund in Kenya to help the girls' school that's there. Now, when it comes to the book, this is, if people that have read the book, this is a very different entry. It's not quite prose. What is the format of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, part one and two?
Yeah, it's actually a script from a play that is being produced right now. It's a continuation of the story. My understanding, of course, is limited because they have an embargo on that book. We can't even open the boxes until that night.
Well, that answers that question. There's no sneak preview for anybody staff.
No, you have to sign a waiver that says you won't even break the seal on any of the boxes, that you won't post a picture on social media, that you won't do anything like that, which I think is important, but I think also Harry Potter fans are unique in that they don't want to ruin it for anyone. You know, like they want, like, if I know someone hasn't read Harry Potter, I want them to read it. I want them to experience it. I don't want to ruin a moment of it for them. So I think that that's something special. We're all kind of waiting. I don't want it to be ruined. I know most people I know don't want it to be ruined. They just want to read it and enjoy it. So it's really cool that people are kind of keeping it under wraps.
And even J.K. Rowling has put out a video and a hashtag of keep the secret. So mm-hmm. don't people that go to the play, that read the script for the play, they don't tell anybody either.
Yes. Well, and that's when the series, the first 7 books came out. That was, I remember when the last book came out, everybody kind of racing to read it because you didn't want anything to be spoiled.
So when it comes to Saturday night at Schuller Books, 9 until midnight, what are the things that if people come, whether they are parents and they bring their children or they just want to come on their own, which I'm certain will be happening as well, what can people expect at the Schuller Books in Okemos?
Okay, well, if you have bought a ticket for the event, you'll get a bag, and it'll have everything you need for the party in it. It's going to have a map of activities, and it'll have some galleons to spend on the activity stations, information about Cymbale, and some other little goodies that we've thrown in there. If you haven't bought a ticket, you can come and you can just buy a couple galleons and participate in activities or just look around or just enjoy being around other Harry Potter fans. We're going to have a design your own button station or magnet station. We're going to have Professor Trelawney reading tea leaves. We will have a Gringotts where you can buy your galleons. We'll have a Weasley Wizard Wheezes shop and Ollivander's where you can come and get a wand. There's going to be lots of things, cupcakes for Harry Potter's birthday. There's going to be lots of different little things going on. Of course, there'll be little hidden decorations around the store that'll be worked into the scavenger hunt and just like a lot of Harry Potter lovin'.
The Harry Potter release party for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child comes up this Saturday at Schuller Books in Okemos. More information you can find online at
schullerbooks.com.
Emily, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.